Rosh Hashanah, either one from the first or one from the second, and the third one can even start. In other words, no nafkamina. As long as we have two people saying that they know the wife made the shliach a shliach lekabolo, and there are two people telling us that they know the shliach received the get, doesn't make a nafkamina how the combination is made up. So the Gemara, itma we learned like this. What's going to be baal oimel lepikodin? The husband gave the get to a shliach. Now the husband says, I only gave him this get to hold on to it, to a pekodin, to hold on to it, not to give it to my wife, just to hold on to it. So he has no right to give it to my wife. Ushlishoimer, this third person that received the get, he says no. He says legerishin. He says no, listen, when the husband gave me the get, he told me to give the get to his wife. And he went and gave the get to his wife. So then the get should be good. So shall me naman, who do we believe? Do we believe the husband or do we believe the shliach? So Rafuna Roma Baal Neman, we believe the husband. The husband is the Baal Hadover here. If he says he did not give over this get to be given to his wife, he only gave it to this person to hold it for his wife, so the maestro is, the husband is Neman, and the get is not Chal. Rav Chizda Roma Shlish Neman, no, we believe the shliach, we believe the third person. This person that's holding the get right now, he's believed to say the husband gave it to me to give to his wife, and therefore if he gave it to his wife, the get is good. Rafuna Rama Baal Nemahuna says we believe the husband, the Yemisa, the Legerishin Yavon Alei. Because if it was true that he really gave it over to Shem Gerishin, Lididei Heavy Yavlo Nahalei. The husband should have given it straight to his wife. Why did he give it to a third person for? So that should be a little proof to what the husband is saying. He only gave it to the third person to hold on to it for pikadin, to hold it, but not to give it over. Rav Chizda Raman, no, Rav Chizda says, Shlish Neman. The third person that's holding it is believed to say he received it for Gerishin. Why? To Hemne, because listen, the husband believed him. Like Manashach, even according to what the husband is saying, you still trusted this person to hold on to the get. So you don't give it to a person you don't trust. So you trusted him. So since the husband trusted him, it's a smara to believe the person, whatever he says. So the person said he received the get to be a shliach l'halacha, he has the right to give the get to his wife. That's the machlokes. Most of Rav Avraham has a kash like this. It says, halacha, hoidoyis badin kim edim dami. Hoidoyis badin, when the husband himself admits something, he's believed like 100 edim. But ushlish nema mishnayim. But halacha is the third person that's holding it, he's believed more than the Baal Dover. So this should be a proof, like Rav Chizda says, that the Shlish, the person that's holding it, should be Neman. Ketzad, how is this case? Ketzad, ze oy mekach, ve ze oy mekach. The Baal says this is what happened, and the other one says this is what happened. Shlish Neman, the one that's holding the money, he's believed. So you see, by money matters, that even though there's a Malv and a Loiver involved, but the middleman that's holding the money, he's believed. So see, Rav Chizda Svara, since they gave it to him, he's believed. So Mura says, I'll tell you now, I'll tell you, Shani Momin, by money matters is different. The Yisyoyiv L'Mechila, by money matters, since it's given over, the Baal could be Moichel, so even on the side it's wrong, what he's saying, there it's a Svara that the Baal, like, trust the Shlish. Even though it's not true, even though the Baal did not give it to him for that purpose, but by money matters, that the Baal could be Moichel the money. Mashenkin, by Gittin, he can't be Moichel anything. Had it starts to say the husband gave it over, not l'shem Gershon, then the shlish has no right to give it to l'shem Gershon. For the Gemara about Tanya, we learn no v'chein l'gittin. Mashman, not only by money matters, even by gittin matters also. So Mura says gittin mommy. The one says gittin, it means gittin mommy, it doesn't mean gittin isha. By money matters, we believe the shlish. For the Gemara about Tanya, we learn v'chein l'shtoris. The same halach applies by shtoris. So it says shtaris and gittin, so therefore l'chur gittin means gittin oshim. So Mura says, no, midi gab yadodi tanya, where they learn together. In other words, one place it says gittin, one place it says shtaris. But both of them only mean shtari mamin. By shtari mamin, there we believe the shlish for the new svara, because the husband could be meichel, or the malv, whoever gave the money, could be meichel the money. But by yisurim, that doesn't pass the mechila, here's the machlekes, if we believe the shlish, or if we believe the husband. Tanan, we learned like this. Mishnah says, Isha Shomris Kabbali Giti, when a wife appoints somebody to be her shliach, to accept the get, the shliach Kabbalah, so Lochris, Richish, Te Kiti Edim. She has to have two types of Edim with her. Shnayim Shiyamu Fanenu Amra. Two Adam have to say that we saw the way the wife appointed this man to be the Shnich LeKabbalah. Or Shnayim Shiyamu, need two people to say, Bafanenu Kibbal LeKara. That we saw the way this Shlish, the Shliach, accepted the get from the husband and he ripped it up. Now the question is why? According to Rav Chisda V'Yamai, Lehemna L'Shlish. Why do we have two Adim to tell us that the Shlish accepted the get? Why don't we believe the Shlish? According to you, Rav Chisda, you believe the Shlish. What do we have to have Adim for? Why don't we believe the Shlish? So Gemara says, Mika Nafik Gitim Tusa Yadai to Lehemna. Here it's different. Here we're talking about that the Shlish ripped up the get already. So since the get was ripped up, now when he's not holding on to the get, so then we don't believe the Shlish. Our case before is when the Shlish, the third person, like, is still holding on to the get. So there, Rav Chisda says a svara. He's believed to say what he got it for. But here the case is the get is already ripped up already, therefore we don't believe the Shlish. Tamar says, Tainach Omro. So good, Tainach, I understand why we need Adim to say that Omro, that the wife appointed this man to be a shliach. Okay, that we need to wait for. But once we know that this man was appointed to be a shliach Kabbalah, L'chura Kibbal Amali, why do we have to have Adim that he accepted it from the husband? That L'chura now, even though he's holding on to the ripped pieces of get, but still, how did he get these ripped pieces? That he, it has to be the husband gave it to him. So why don't we trust the shlish that the husband gave it to him? Rav says, true, I tell you, Hamani Reb Lezi, that's really the shlish should be nemah to say he received the get from the husband. But the reason why we have two Adim here, saying that they saw the way the get was given from the husband to the shliach, is because it goes according to Reb Lezi Shita. The Yom Reb Lezi holds, Adim Mesira Karsi, that the Ika Adim by Gershon is always the Adim that saw the Mesira, saw the giving over the get. Say the Mesira Karsim, therefore you need Adim, b'shas the get is being given over. So therefore there's no kasha in Reb Chisda. The Gemara Stami asks the question now, Kra Lomeli, how come the Shliach, the Shlish, or the Shliach, has to rip up the get? Rav Yudah Marav, b'shas ha'gzeira shonu. We're talking about here right now the times of the Gzeira. In other words, it was a sakana, the Goyim didn't let the Jews do mitzvahs. So we're afraid if he should go out with the get, the Goyim would catch him, maybe kill him. Therefore, as a sakona, we tell them as soon as the get is given over, right away rip it up that the goyim should not see it, should not know about it. Omar Rabbi says, though, Omoydi Rafuna agrees, the Omra Ihi, if the wife says that Lididi Omali Shlish, that the Shlish told me, the Legerishin Yovan Alei, that the Shlish told the wife that the husband gave it him to bring the get to be a Shlich Lahilacha, Mehemna, then we believe her. So even though Rav Huna says that the husband is believed, not the shlish, but if the wife agrees to the shlish, then we believe the shlish. So it doesn't make any sense. Mi kemidi, the shlish gufala emhemen. Like, how does the wife know about this? She's only telling us that the shlish told her. Now, we ourselves don't believe the shlish, according to Rav Huna. If so, v'yiyo mehemna, so why should we believe the wife that she says the shlish told her? If you don't believe the shlish itself, how could you believe the wife that only knows it because of the shlish? She doesn't know it any more than the shlish. We don't trust the shlish, according to Rav Huna. What are you saying? What is Rabbi saying? What is Rabbi saying? Elo Ravi, Rabbi meant like this. If the wife says that in front of me, I was there when my husband gave over the get to the shliach, and I heard when my husband told the shliach, take it to give it for Gershon, mehemna. Then talk, we believe the shlish, that he received it to be a shliach to take the get, and he has a right to give over the get. Why? Well, here there's a migu to believe the wife. Migu diba yomra levida yovin alei bal. Like the wife, if she wanted, she could have said right away, the get was given directly to me for Gershon. So since the wife could have said, the get was given directly to me, and instead she's saying, no, I heard the way my husband gave it over to the shlish to give it to me, l'shem Gershon, there of whom agrees, we believe the shlish. Now the Gemara says like this, what's going to be Baal Omala Gershon? The husband says he gave the get for Gershon. I gave the shliach this get to take it, to give it to my wife. Or shlish Omala Gershon. And the shlish also says, yes, I received this get to give it over to his wife. But v'hiyoy meris, and she says, nosan li biyovin. She also says, I received the get, but I lost it. The question is, do we believe them here or not? That's the question. Nobody's denying it, but we don't have any edus that she really accepted the get. She herself was telling it to us, but she lost the get. Some Rabbi Yechon Yerchanan said, you should know, have a dover shemerva, if you ain't dover shemerva, focus mishnayim. That no, since it's a suffix if she received the get or not, and the only way we know that she received the get is because she said she received it, she's only an eidechor. Eidechor doesn't know by erva, a shayla by yisurim of a husband to his wife, you need two eidim. For the more of Yamai, why? For lehemna lishlish, why do we believe the shlish over here that says he gave it to Fagershin, according to Rabbi Chizda? So Gemara says, Mika nafa gitim adusa yadid lehemnei. Here, since the shlish, the third person of the shlich, is not holding on to the get, so pshita, we can't believe him. The only svar where Rabbi Chizda says that we believe the shlish, that's only when he has the get in his hand. If he has the get in his hand, then we believe him. But here, where the get is not in his hand, the get was lost, so we can't believe him. For Gemara good, but lehemnei labal, why do we believe the husband? The husband is telling us that he gave over this get to the shliach l'shem gershon. So why do we believe the husband? The Yomer b'chir b'rab, Yomer b'yechanun, Baal sh'oma girashti estishti nemon. A husband that comes to Bezin and tells Bezin, no, I gave my wife a get, we trust the husband. You know why? We trust the husband. Because it's beyond if him to give a get. Like, why should he lie? It's a svara. Why should the husband lie and say, I gave a get if he didn't give it? Why should he lie? Let him have a get written up and give it. So the husband says he gave a get to his wife, he's believed. See, also, if the husband says he gave it, L'shem Gershon, why don't we believe the husband? So Mara says, Mi kam le girashti? Is the husband saying that he gave the get to his wife? That's not what the husband is saying. The husband doesn't even know that. All the husband is saying is that I gave the get to the shliach, L'shem Gershon. But if the shliach gave the get to his wife or not, the husband doesn't know it. So therefore we don't know that the get was given over to her only because she says so. Because he's like an eidechot, we can't believe her. For the Gemara, why? For Lema, once we believe the husband that says he gave the get over to the shliach, now, why don't we say, chazoka shliach osh shlichusoi? There should be like a chazoka that a shliach, when he gets something, he does what he's supposed to. And we should believe the shliach then that he gave the get to the wife. The Yom Rav Yitzchak says like this, Hoy melishlucha, somebody says to a shliach, say, v'kaddish li'ishestam, go out and be mekaddish. Any wife you find for me, Umei shlucha, and the shliach dies, your messenger dies on the way, or he died, you don't know what happened. The lachur is, this person now is osam b'chol nashim shemaylam. He is not allowed to marry any lady from now on. Why? Chazoka shliach osh shlichusoi. Because we have a chazoka, the first shliach that you sent did what he was supposed to. And you sent him to marry a lady for you. So we have to say for sure he married the lady for you. You don't know who your wife is. So you can't marry your second wife. Because any wife you're going to marry now, you have to be afraid. Maybe she's a relative to your first wife. Maybe she's your first wife's mother. Maybe she's your mother-in-law. Maybe she's your sister-in-law. So any wife you go to now, you can't marry her. You have to be afraid she's a relative to the first one. So what do we see? That there's a clear chazaka, shliach ha'is ha'shlichusai. That since you told your shliach to do it, we say he does it. Here also, once we believe the husband that he gave the get over to the shliach, we should believe the shliach that he did a shlichus. So Moses, I'll tell you now, Hani Milu Lechumra.